Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Manamon playthrough. This episode, we're going to go through Hancha Village and get to the tunnel.
Don't wait.
There are scenes in this game that will block pieces of the game until you do them.
Manamon is loading.
And sometimes they're not very obvious, and people are like, well, why can't I go to the next part? Why is this blocked off? Well, that's why. Because there's a scene you have to listen to or something you have to do.
Load complete.
They're not always obvious.
File menu.
So,
total game. Total playing time,
the
3 hours, 55
first
minutes,
thing I said
seconds.
That I was going
current
to do was show you how to
9,
switch your files. So let's say you've done what I've done and you have the trade file, and now we're going to start using it for the rest of the game, right? Because now we're getting to the good stuff. Manamon is stored in the VG Storm folder, in your roaming folder, in your app data. So you're going to go to your user. You see users, whatever your name is. You're going to click app data, click roaming, VG Storm, and then all your VG Storm games are in there. You click Manamon, and there's a file in there called data.dat. That file is your game file, what you've done so far. So if you've saved other files, you want to put them in there, get rid of that data file, and switch the new file to data.dat. The game only recognizes data.dat files. You can't have multiple files with different names in there and expect them to work. So, like my copy, I called mine, like, Jeff Copy Party at level 15 or something, because I have multiple files. I have to know how to distinguish them. So when I copy and paste it, be sure you copy and paste it or else you'll lose it, is I changed it to data.dat. And the result is, here we are in Hancha Village, where we left off, and we have our whole party. I'm gonna go over a few things. There are a few things we can do before we get into the hotel, and then I can show you what everybody's holding and doing. If you go east from the ladder, you'll find the marketplace. You're gonna go around the marketplace, north, sneak around it, go behind it, and you will find
Jeff found a Bone Dagger V2.0.
That.
Jeff stored the Bone Dagger
V2.0. They're good for improving your funds, anyway.
Select an option.
So let's go. We're gonna go down from the marketplace along the west wall into the gravel. Now, you hear a house off to your west, go to your right, all the way to the east wall. There's a dead end.
Jeff found a level of herb.
And you'll find
Jeff
another level. It's hidden. Level up herb is hidden. Go west. Into this house.
Countdown's effects have expired.
In the garbage can.
Throwing trash. Jeff found a Daedalus dust.
Is a Daedalus dust.
Who throwed Jeff's?
In here is a telephone. Now you can call a few numbers on the telephone. A couple of them I will demonstrate for you, because one of them actually unlocks a pretty cool thing. So we're going to do that. It's 1-888-777-4554.
Hello? Hello. Right. Guess I'll hang up. Wait. Sorry. It's me. I said, oh, hello. The person said, who are you? Jeff. I said, oh, hi. I'm Preston. How'd you get my number? The person asked. Never mind that. I said, you're kind of weird, you know. Preston said, I'll see you around.
That scene unlocks something much later in the game that you can do, which is tremendously helpful in gaining experience and also gaining some equipment. So I'll tell you about that later on. If you don't know about it already, you might not know. There's another one that gives you some gold. It's 1-800-MANAMON, 626-2666. Okay. And it's busy. I don't know why it did that. All right, let's try it again. 800-626-2666. There we go. Wait for it. It's gonna happen, I swear.
You have dialed 1-800-MANAMON. For discovering this phone number, you shall receive a reward.
Nice.
Obtain 2,500
gold. Some gold. The only other numbers you can call on the phone are, you can call 911, and the British version, like 011 or whatever it is, and you get the police, which is great. The only other people in here are nothing to, they don't tell you anything interesting, so. Now, there's the hotel. Let's go in here.
On a hotel.
Let's heal. You will remember that the trading person is also in here, as well as your transportal. So, let me show you what my party is and what they're holding real quick.
Do your party, your marine.
Everybody has EXP pals. Remember how I said that when I trade, I make sure everybody has EXP pals? Gurmarine is holding a marine cannon. And let's listen to what the marine cannon does.
Oh, swab trend equipment. Your marine looks like a fully matured viewing equipment. View equipment on that with view equipment inventory. On that view equipment inventory.
Where is it?
On that with the marine cannon.
Oh yeah, there it is.
This heavy aqua blue device increases the power of water type attacks by 25%, but makes the foe 15% more susceptible to plant attacks. It also gives a magic attack boost and penalizes strength. It can only be held by water type manaman.
The penalties aren't such a big deal, but the attack is great. So I advise you to have one of these. You can buy them in Sandcot City.
View your party. Terra Follow.
Terra Follow has...
Train, equipment, viewing, unact, and orb-like structure. It allows the wielder to hit air-type manaman with earth-type attacks. And not only that, the earth-type attacks will deal super effective damage.
Is a gravity magnet. There are only one of these in the game, and you get it in the fourth stadium. Because I've done some trading in the different files, like I demonstrated or told you about before, I have a few of them. And so I gave Terrafalo one and Panderbit one because it comes in handy to hit air-type attacks with earth-type. An earthquake on a Skyrial will do serious damage to it, okay?
An orb-like structure. It allows the wielder to hit air-type
enemy
with earth-type
attacks.
Terrafalo.
Sapple has a willow hammer.
Equipment. Viewing equipment. View on that. This heavy green hammer increases the power of plant type attacks by 25%, but makes the foe 15% more susceptible to flame attacks. It also gives a strength boost and penalizes magic attack. It can only be held by plant type manaman.
It's very helpful to have. Flame types don't really hurt plant type attacks very much, so, you know, it's okay. Panderbit has a gravity magnet, you know what that is?
Skyrial
now has a cool piece of equipment that you can only get way later in the game and in a certain place.
Equipment. Viewing on a thin protective armor that makes insect type manaman immune to ice attacks. It can only be worn by insect type
manaman. Okay, that's cool. Insect manaman can only wear this, so Bombuzect and Skyrial, basically. And it makes it so that ice moves like Frigid Touch and Crunch, or no, maybe not Crunch, but like Frostbite and stuff, do nothing to hurt him, which is great because insects, particularly Skyrial, have some good poison moves, and ice types are weak to that. So you can actually use an insect type on an ice type and get rid of it fairly quickly. Finally, Deceased.
Select SWAT train equipment. Viewing a dagger made of sharp ice. It increases the power of ice type attacks by 20%.
It's an ice dagger. And you can find one later in the game, and you can buy one later in the game, too.
View your party. Select an option. Party.
But, you know, we have them because we've done all this trading. We also have some manamon in the transportal that we wouldn't normally have till way later in the game. I don't know if any of you are going to do all the trading and stuff that I've done, but this is the best way to complete your Manipedia in the least amount of work as possible. And I'm happy to answer more questions about that. Let's leave the hotel and go west. And find
a max skill drink in the status pocket.
The next building is the Highbrew Pub. There are a few things to pick up in here, so we're going to go in here. They are on the tables. They're on some of the tables. And the best way to do it is just to listen to all the tables and find out which ones they're on. We're going to start from the bottom left.
It is sticky and
And that's not the table that we want. That's a table, by the way. The next table is nothing.
The table appears. Someone has... Jeff found 50 gold.
Okay, 50 gold on the third up table from the bottom.
The table seems freshly...
Okay, that one has nothing. Okay.
The table seems freshly clean. Jeff found a power potion.
Good, there's a power potion on that table. That's the one on the far left closest to the top. Okay, there's a piano that we can actually look at if we want to, but we're not going to. You can't actually play this one.
This table is slightly longer than the other.
Okay, there's a long table here.
Now, the table seems normal.
This table has a dude standing on it, and he's drunk. Okay, and his friends next to it telling him to come down.
The table seems recently.
Let's see. There are two other items in here. This table has a newspaper on it. Newspapers only say random things and they change all the time. They're not that interesting. Take my word for it.
The table appears.
Now we're on the right-hand side. On the right-hand side of the door. And we're going up to the next tables because there are two more items that I want to find.
This table, keep away.
Okay, that table, keep away. We'll do that. There's one gold on this table. Closest to the... Now, the table right above this one has a Ratzel eyeing the table.
A Ratzel is eyeing the food hungrily.
Yeah, but...
A Ratzel in the pub? Jeff found a revive on
there's
the
a revive on the table.
A Ratzel, yeah, a Ratzel. A Ratzel is eyeing the...
Hang on, let's see. Where's that?
Right on.
You can't actually catch the Ratzel. He just sits there. Nothing to be done. Let's go. Leaving the pub. This place is really big for some reason. Okay, now we're gonna go left and we're gonna cross this bridge along the west wall of the game. And we're gonna get interrupted by a cutscene. I'm not gonna listen to it.
I'm sorry, Beckman.
But basically, a couple is fighting, the girl runs away, and you offer to help this guy find an engagement ring that he lost in the tunnel. This opens the tunnel. The rock slide is mysteriously gone, and you can go into the tunnel. We're going to do a couple more things while we're on this side of the bridge. There are two more buildings here. The first one, or the one farthest to the right, I'm sorry, of the place,
arcade.
Is the arcade.
Hey, welcome to the Jeff received an arcade case.
He will give
Jeff
you an arcade case with 10 free tokens.
If you select.
There are a few items you can only get in the arcade. Potions, equipment. There is one Manamon Placebot that you can only get in the arcade. The building next to us, next to this arcade, has a guy that has equipment for Placebot that you can only get with arcade credits. So if you want a Placebot, you can do it. It's very annoying to do because you have to win credits to do it. The best game for that is the slot machines, unless you're good at shooting spaceships and all this other kind of stuff. We'll be back in the arcade later for a certain reason, but for now, it's annoying. There's another house here. The only thing in here is this Placebot developer guy, and he's right here by the entrance, and he'll tell you if you have credits, you can get different equipment and stuff. The Placebot can only hold one piece of equipment, and he's got like six of them, so decide which equipment you want, or you can be like me and breed a bunch of Placebot and get the piece of equipment. There's a kid up here in the very corner. He wants you to play a game where you guess a number and you get five guesses. You only get one shot at this, so what I do, because you get a lot of gold based on your guess, it's 1,000 gold per guess that you didn't use. So I'm going to play this, and I've saved the game, and if it doesn't work, I'll just close the game and restart.
Nobody ever wants to play with me. It makes me real sad.
Oh,
will you play with me?
Real sad. Yes. Sure, we'll play.
Okay, so here's how we play.
I hate this game,
I'll think
but
of the number
money.
Between 1 and 90.
1 and 90,
to guess what
okay.
It is. You get 5 guesses. Go ahead.
Let's start with 65.
No, the number I'm thinking of is less than
less
that number.
Less than that
go
number.
Ahead.
Okay, yes. We'll go 40.
40. No, the number I'm thinking of is less than that
less
number.
Less than that,
go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
30.
No. The number I'm thinking of is less than that number.
Really?
Go ahead.
20?
Zero. No. The number I'm thinking of is greater than
greater
that number.
Greater than that.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes. 2, 5. No. The number I'm thinking of is greater than that number. Ha ha.
Ha ha. You lost. Okay, we're going to open the game up again.
Madam, leaving menu.
Manamon is loading. Please wait.
That's annoying. So basically, if you don't save and you just do Alt F4, the game will close. And you'll be where you left off before you save, which
load
is kind of nice because if you actually get defeated
press
and have to go
enter,
all the way back
to
a hotel and you've saved,
file menu.
You can actually do that.
Will
okay, it makes
with,
it real
yay.
Sad.
So
you have
here's
to play
how
with
play.
Him.
I'll think of a number between 1 and 50.
1 and
you
50, that's better,
is.
Actually.
You get 5 guesses.
Okay.
Go ahead, guess.
We'll go 32.
Three, two. No, The number I'm thinking of is less than
less
that
than that. Go okay, ahead. We'll go 21.
No, the number I'm thinking of is greater than
greater
that number.
Than that.
Go
okay,
ahead.
27.
No, the number I'm thinking of is less than that number.
Less than
go
that.
Ahead.
23.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow, that's pretty good. For playing with me, I'll give you some money for my allowance. Obtain 2,000.
2,000, because we had two guesses left. And if you talk to him again, he.
I'm all out of money. Perhaps I gave you too much. I want a cheeseburger.
Well, can't help you. Nothing to be done. So we're gonna leave the house. The only other thing on here is we'll be back this way because this is a gate to Hansha Village, but it's blocked right now. We will come back to it later because we have to go through it. So we're going to go back across the bridge. We're going to go back to the hotel, and I'm trusting you can find your way to the hotel. We're going to go past the hotel because we don't actually need to go there. We're going to go to the marketplace, actually, and sell some stuff and buy some stuff. Because, let's look at what
Selected
items we have.
Items, Manonet, 1.
We have one Manonet, which I'm going to get rid of.
Super Encounter Down, 1. EXP that. Pal, 3.
I have extra EXP pals.
Life Tonic, 1.
And I have one Life Tonic, which will give a trading boost. Make sure a party member has all its training points. It doesn't get training points if it doesn't participate in a battle. It gets experience, but not training points. That's helpful later. I gave a man a life tonic when I traded.
Encounter down, 20.
We've got some encounter downs.
Daedalus Dust, 1.
Got power potion, Daedalus Dust. I'm going to sell the power potions. I don't find the potions all that great. You have to waste a turn trying to use them, and
Cancel.
By then somebody could kill you.
Status, herb,
so
three.
I sell them.
Revive, total cure, strong
Let's
herb, 2.
See. Okay. We need some herbs.
Total revive, 7. Totes, antidote, 1. Level of herb,
we
2. Max skill ring, 1. Cancel.
Can
equipment.
Sell
Megaphone. Bone deck. Cancel.
Some equipment. So I'm going to go into the market. Now you can decide what you want to keep and what you want to sell. You might want to use power potions. I don't know. I'm just selling them.
Sell equipment. Cancel.
I'm going to sell the megaphone because I'm not going to use it ever.
Equipment.
And I'm going to sell the bone dagger.
Equipment. Cancel. Status. Cancel.
And I'm going to sell the max skill drink because I never use them.
Cancel. Level of herb. Antidote.
I'm going to sell the antidote.
Level strong herb. Total cure.
And
herb,
I'm going to sell
power potion.
The power potion.
Daedalus encounter lifetime EX super
mana. And I'm going to sell this mana net because I'm not going to use it.
Down.
Now I'm going to buy some stuff.
Mega net herb. Strong herb.
I'm going to buy some strong herbs.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4,200 gold. 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm going to buy 10 of them
Thanks.
For now.
Do you wish to continue shopping? Yes.
And I don't at the moment.
5,873 gold.
Actually.
Hi there. How can I help
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy some more encounter downs.
Ten
of them.
Thanks. No. Yes.
Now there are some other. Each market has different equipment that you can get. I think this
select
one
small ship, speed, and pop, encounter
has
power dagger,
the power dagger. It's actually really a decent piece of equipment for early in the game.
Small shield.
The small shield is kind of a ripoff. I wouldn't bother. But now we have what we need. See how many
super
herbs
status,
we have.
Herb, total, strong herb, 12.
Yep, we're good. We got 12 strong herbs. We're okay.
So, inventory.
All right, we're going to go in the tunnel. Back to the depths, my friends. Once again into the breach, dear friends. We're going to do an encounter down.
Items, super encounter, life, encounter down, 30.
Now, when you go through the tunnel, make sure, if you're using the water type, make sure he's first. Because you're going to meet a tamer that you know, but her first Manamon is an air type. So hopefully you have something that can deal with air types and flame types in this next battle. If you don't, good luck, I guess. That's why I'm showing you how to do it, because this is how the best way to do it. We're going east, and oh, look.
Wait up. A familiar
it's
voice
Sierra.
See
and she wants to fight you.
Manamon Tamer Sierra has challenged you to a battle. Sierra sent out an Igala. Go, Germarine.
Now let's see what happens when I use this Germarine with my Marine Cannon.
Evil title. Germarine used Tidal Wave. Germarine has dealt 36 damage
see?
To foe Igala.
Stronger.
Foe Igala used Quicken. Foe
Stronger attack.
By one stage. Foe Igala used Swoop. Foe Igala has dealt 9 damage to Germarine.
He'll get Germarine even stronger when I use Aqua Zap.
Germarine has dealt 36
on.
Damage to foe Igala.
But we don't have it yet.
Has been defeated. Terra follow game 96.
See, everybody's leveling up.
Manamon
See,
Sierra is about to
this
summon
is
Balpine.
Fine. Okay, Balpine,
you,
you have a Deceased, which is an ice type, but right now he can't do a whole lot. By the way, Deceist transforms from Bergen when you use a Soulless Heartstone. If you let Bergen evolve by itself, it will transform into Arctana. Arctana is actually a decent one, too. Either Deceist or Arctana are both decent ice types to use. I just like Deceist better because he gets certain moves sooner.
Okay.
But right now he can't do anything to your plant type, to this plant type, because he doesn't have any ice moves. So we're going to use Skiriel, and we're going to use Wind Force and just get rid of him this way. Deceist will get Ice Cutter very soon, which will be very, very helpful coming up here.
Skiriel has dealt 39 damage to Fobalpine. Fobalpine used Claw Swipe. Fobalpine has dealt 9 damage to Skiriel.
Okay.
Skiriel used Wind Force. Skiriel has dealt 39 damage to Fobalpine. Fobalpine has been defeated. Germarine gained 1.
Yeah.
Deceist gained 1.
Okay.
Manaman Tamer Sierra is about to summon Larvae.
She has Larvae, which is a flame type, so we're going to go to
Germarine.
Because water kills flame, basically.
True evil type. Germarine used tidal wave.
Sierra's gone. Okay, she leaves. You'll see her later. We're going to keep going east. Now, remember that area that was blocked by a rock slide? Well, it's not blocked anymore. And remember this guy? This was Jared down here. Okay. This ladder will take you to Skin Path if you want to go there. But south, or just west of that ladder and south, is where that rock slide was. And is a tamer that wants to fight you. She's moving. But she'll get close to you.
I think Manaman are too cute to battle with. But because I really want to earn stadium keys, I have no choice but to battle.
That's too bad. Now she has a manja, so I swapped.
Susan sent out a manja. Go, Skiriel.
I could have used my Truffalo as well, but I forgot.
Wind Force. Skiriel used Wind Force.
But anyway, he's gone, so
Skiriel
it doesn't matter.
Skiriel has dealt 90 damage to foe manja. Manja has been defeated. Lady Susan is about to summon manja. No, Susan sent out a manja.
Okay. Skiriel
used Wind Force. Skiriel has dealt 48 damage to foe manja. Manja has been defeated. Terrafalo has increased to level 18.
Oh, good,
gained
really?
104.
Is it level 18 already?
Deceased gained 100. Oh. Lady Susan is about to summon Igala.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Germarine.
Igala, so we're going to use a Germarine.
Susan sent out an
Igala.
Selection
now,
action for Germarine.
An Earth-type move would hit this guy as well, because he's Air-type, but...
Germarine used Tidal Wave.
Okay.
Germarine has dealt 30 damage to Foe Igala. Foe Igala used Quicken. Foe Igala's speed was increased by one stage. Foe Igala used Sandy Wind. Germarine's accuracy was decreased by one stage.
Thanks for that.
Germarine used Tidal Wave.
Germarine anyway, you're gone, so it doesn't
damage
matter.
To Foe Igala. Foe Igala has been defeated. Sample. Okay, well, not
okay,
all
yeah.
Manimus.
She's gone and she doesn't
obtained
like
138
us, that's
gold.
Fine.
Germarine. Select swap manaman. Skiriel.
The next type has a Grinnet. You can use your plant type or your water type. I'm gonna use the water type. We're gonna go south of Susan. Go along the west wall. Go all the way down. And then go east. Oh wait. Yes. And then go up the east wall. This tamer's moving. She'll find you.
Rocks for my research.
And you can fight.
Geologist Veronica has challenged you to a battle. Veronica sent out a grenade.
She's got the highest level that we've
go,
seen of
Germarine.
A tamer, by the way, except for the Octarus guy. Her
select
grenade is level 19,
two,
I think.
Tidal wave.
Germarine but it doesn't matter.
Germarine has dealt 105 damage
gone,
to foe grenade.
So
foe grenade has been
okay.
defeated. Andrew has increased to level 18. Skiriel. Skiriel has increased. Skiriel now has 25.
Oh, he's got training points. We should do some training here pretty soon.
I enjoy taking breaks.
Okay, she's gone.
Obtained
so,
gold.
There's some smelling salts if you go north of her. If you kind of go along this north wall.
Encounter downs effects have
and
expired.
Kind of follow this wall northward, you'll hear some smelling salts.
Jeff found two items encountered. So, items.
And there are two tamers down here that move. Sometimes you will get in a double battle with them. Other times you won't. So you just kind of have to hope that you have done your best here to do it.
Save.
I'm gonna save. Where is the little thing here? Okay, so there's Veronica. There's a narrow path in the south wall. You want to look for that?
These caves are massive.
Okay, and you'll find...
I love this place. Explorer Judy has challenged you to a
Explorer
battle.
Explorer Judy.
Judy sent out a sample.
She's got a sample. I have to swap my creatures out. But I can do that.
View enemy information. Sleep. Inventory. Switch mana.
Sometimes you never know which one of these you're going
to
get. Because they move
select
at random. And you have to just kind of hope for the best.
Foe sample used solar
it's
inverter.
Okay.
Foe sample strength was increased by one stage. Foe sample's defense was increased by one stage. Two,
right.
Wind force.
This should
used
kill
wind
you off.
Attack
no?
Foe
oh,
sample used solar
miss.
Inverter. Foe sample strength was increased by one stage. Foe sample's defense was increased by one stage.
Stereo
used wind force.
Let's go.
Stereo has dealt 33 damage to foe sample.
Let's
foe sample
go.
Used batter branch. Foe sample has dealt 5 damage to stereo. Stereo used wind force. Stereo has dealt 36
okay,
damage
he's
to foe
gone.
Sample. Foe sample has been defeated. Explorer Judy is about to summon Grinnit.
Grinnit, yes. I'm going to use my Sapple this time.
Go, Sapple.
Against this Grinnit, so I can kind of level him up right there. Let's do
Sapple
that.
Sapple used battered branch. The attack
oh,
missed.
Except
Foe
for
Grinnit
his
used stone
miss.
Throw. Foe Grinnit has dealt 15 damage
That's
to Sapple.
That's great.
Sapple used battered branch.
There we go.
Sapple has dealt 173 damage to Foe Grinnit. Foe Grinnit has been defeated.
Okay, Judy's gone.
All right.
Now
Gia,
she runs off.
Explore. Obtain 96 gold.
And the next explorer has a
Sapple. Panderbit.
Larvae.
As I explore
and
the
she's
world,
right here.
I realize what an absolutely huge place it is. Explorer Tammy has
it
challenged
is a huge
me to a battle.
Place.
Tammy
you're
sent out a larvae.
Smart,
go,
kid.
Germarine. Two evil type. Germarine used tidal wave. Germarine has dealt 41 damage to Foe Larvae. Foe Larvae used heavy.
Really? He didn't just disappear? He was supposed to just go.
Germarine used tidal wave.
Thank you.
Germarine has dealt 41 damage to Foe Larvae. Foe Larvae has been defeated. Explorer Tammy defeated. It seems no matter where I go in the world, I'm being beaten by Torpy Manaman Tamers.
Oh, that's too bad.
Obtain 50 gold.
Then run away, then. And I think she does, actually. So, okay. So remember, you're kind of going along... You're kind of going along this north wall. You're going to turn south when you get to the corner.
Manipedia.
And
party.
I suggest that you swap your Manamon.
View your party.
Because you're about to meet Friggle, and it's a water electric type. Your Sapple can take it down. Okay, you're going to go south. You're going to look for this narrow south pathway. And you're going
to
find him.
Off, I come down to the mineral tunnel to try and find rare Manamon.
He will...
Detective Luke has
he's actually a pretty
Luke sent out a
tough battle, but he's okay. We'll get
go,
him.
Sapple. Foe Friggle used Gardon. Foe Friggle's defense was increased by one stage. Sapple used Batter Branch. Sapple has dealt 30 damage to Foe Friggle. Foe Friggle used Splash. Select.
It'll be fun.
Sapple
we can get rid of these
branch.
Guys just one hit, right?
Sapple
that'd
has dealt
great.
30 damage to Foe Friggle. Foe Friggle has been defeated.
Okay, he's gone.
Decided. Detective Luke is about to summon Lyandra.
Lyandra, you know what? He's weak
yes.
to plant
no,
attacks too, so we're just gonna keep Sapple on here and do this.
Lyandra used Claw Swipe. Lyandra has dealt 12 damage to Sapple. Sapple used Batter Branch.
Yeah,
Sapple
he's
has
gone.
Dealt 64 damage.
Now I
to
think
Lyandra.
He's got two Zimbats, so I'm gonna use my Turuffalo and tunnel them.
92 Stereo Detective Luke is about to summon Lyandra.
Oh no, he has Lyandra. Never mind.
No, sent out a Lyandra. Lyandra used Claw Swipe.
I think he does have a Zimbat. 12
damage
though.
To Sapple. Select Sapple has 18 out of Sapple used Batter Branch. Sapple has dealt 60 damage to Lyandra. Lyandra has been defeated. Sapple is now
Ooh.
Able to use the spell Entangle.
Entangle. That Entangle decreases an enemy's invasiveness, so it's actually okay, but it's not that great.
Is about to summon Zimbat.
Zimbat, I'm going to use my Turuffalo, and I'm going to tunnel, and I'm going to get rid of him in one hit.
Luke sent our Zimbat. Choose Shark Tunnel. Terra follow tunnel underground. Fozingbat used magic lights. The attack missed. Terrafalo used tunnel. Terrafalo has dealt 141 damage to Fozingbat. Fozingbat has been defeated. Terrafalo has increased to level 19. If I had anything you were interested in, we could trade. Obtained
175. Yeah, except for you don't, and then you disappear when you say that.
Sample. Germari.
All right, I'm gonna swap my. I'm gonna put Terrafalo in the lead.
Swap.
Because the next floor is coming up, and we're gonna go along this south pathway. Actually, no, we're not. We're gonna go just to the left of this south pathway and go along another south pathway. That other one was a dead end. But if you go along this south pathway and keep going south, following the south wall as it kind of zags and turns, as it goes north, go north with it, you'll find the ladder to the next level. Just to the left is a chest with a bone dagger. And, okay, we'll keep going for a few minutes. I'm going to
Items.
Now you have two options. You can either go to the right of this area and fight, but to the left is a guy that will fight with you, and there's another item you can collect. So you're going to go to the left of this chest. There's a narrow pathway along this west wall. You'll hit this
Meganet. Jeff's door.
And then you'll go north, and you'll find.
I have calculated there is a 1.686865.
This guy who's Let's do an idiot.
Genius Morgan has challenged you to a battle. Morgan sent out a Vibrigen.
Vibrigen. Yeah. See, we can use tunnel on this guy.
Go, Terrafalo. Two sharp tunnel. Terrafalo tunneled underground.
I love Terrafalo, man. He's one of my favorites.
Used glare. Oh. The attack missed. Terrafalo used tunnel.
I love him.
Has dealt 87 damage to
he gets Vibrigen. Great moves.
Vibrigen has been defeated.
Excellent moves.
Panderbit is met. Skiriel gained 100 experience
points. Oh, Panderbit can use stone throw, by the way, which is kind of cool, I suppose.
Genius Morgan is about to summon Murkit.
Murkit! No, yeah, let's Morgan tunnel. Let's do this.
Select an edge. Terrafalo tunneled underground.
Yeah.
Foe Murkit used fear feed. The attack missed. Terrafalo used tunnel. Terrafalo has dealt 59
bye.
Damage to Foe Murkit. Foe Murkit has been defeated. Skiriel has increased to level 20. I can't believe how unlucky I am. You only
you
hit a 1.686866.
You're very unlucky, so
obtained
go
110
away.
Gold.
Okay. I'm going to swap and put Skiriel in the lead because the next guy we have has three square monks. So you're going to kind of go along the south wall back where you came, that narrow pathway. You're going to go past. You're going to go past the chest and the ladder. Keep along the south wall. And this guy blocks a pathway that goes south, and this is our priest.
People make fun of me because of my name. They say it is a girl's name. But I don't care.
I'm
a man of God, and I won't take insults from heathen rabble.
But he's Priest McKenzie.
Priest McKenzie has challenged you to a battle. McKenzie sent out a square monk.
Poor little feller.
Go, Skiriel.
Feel kind of bad for him.
Select
Priest McKenzie. Oh well.
Skiriel has dealt 33 damage to foe square monk. Foe square monk used to condemn.
He'll be
Skiriel's
right.
Defense was decreased by one stage. Skiriel's magic defense was decreased by one stage. Skiriel used bug bite.
I think he's
Skiriel
got three of these.
Damage to foe square monk. Foe square monk has been defeated. No, McKenzie sent out a square monk. So, Skiriel used bug bite. Skiriel has dealt 33 damage to foe square monk. Foe square monk used holy water. Foe square monk has dealt 5 damage to Skiriel. Skiriel used bug bite.
By the way, you Skiriel can always check your creatures and see if they need to be healed, but
been defeated.
At the Skiriel moment, mine are okay, and there's only a couple more fights down here.
Decides to priest McKenzie defeated.
Oh, he
I'm
had
just
two.
Not going
Sorry.
To say any.
Okay, he's Still ignoring us. Good, go away.
93 gold.
Get out of here.
All right. View your party.
Put Terrafalo in the lead.
Terrafalo.
Because the next guy is going to be an interesting fight. Now, just to the south of this guy, of the priest, where he disappeared, there's a little alcove.
Jeff found three Giganets. Jeff stored the Giganets in the
And with Giganets and some gold that are hidden. You'll want that. You're going to go... Where are you going to go? Let me see if I can give a better... Okay, so yeah, there's this dead end. you're going to kind of go north of where that priest was, in that little south alcove. Go along this east wall. There's a narrow south pathway with two tamers in it. The first one... Well, maybe. I thought that was how you did it.
Encounter downs
maybe
effects
not.
Are responding.
Oh, yeah.
Items.
There's another kind of... Just kind of follow this wall as it zigzags and follow the noise.
Minrough Tunnel is famous for being a rich source of minerals. Geologist Peter has challenged you to a battle. Peter sent out an artisan.
The wall kind of zigzags. Follow that east wall and you'll be okay. Okay, artisan is an electric type. Steel electric, kind of. But he's very susceptible to earth attacks, so...
Artisan used Polish. Terrafalo used tunnel.
He's gone.
Terrafalo has dealt 138 damage to foe artisan. The artisan has been defeated. Geologist Peter defeated. I'm getting a bit close.
I'd like to know where he got his Odison, by the way, because we can't get one yet. Okay, he's gone. We're going to go south some more. There's another moving tamer down here. Oh, come on, get over here.
I find Minrough Tunnel inspiring. I write
good
something.
For you.
Musician Caroline has challenged you to a battle. Caroline sent out a Ratzel.
He's got a Ratzel. Ratzels are susceptible to Earth-type attacks, too, so we're going to take him down with this.
Two sharp tunnel. Terrafalo tunneled underground. Foe Ratzel used Venom Shot.
Right now, that's Terrafalo's best Earth move. He'll get some better ones here soon.
Terrafalo has dealt 102 damage to Foe Ratzel.
Ratzel's gone.
Musician Caroline is about to summon Feist.
Feist. You know what? Yes. Yeah, I'm going to use my Skiriel for this.
Skiriel. Let go, Skiriel. Caroline sent out a Feist. Choose Wind. Skiriel used Wind Force.
Yes!
Skiriel has dealt 57 damage to Feist.
Yeah, we're getting close to the end of this episode, but we're getting close to the end of the tunnel, too. We've got one more fight, and then we find some items, and we can get out of here.
101 gold.
Okay. We fought her. Get to the north wall and follow it west. Follow the wall down as it goes. As it kind of curves, you'll keep going west. Oops. Let's swap our Terrafalo for our Germarine, because we've got three Grinnets coming up. Now this dude is moving. So if you keep following that west wall, you'll hear him, and he'll get to you.
There must be some evolutionary reason.
There is, but we don't really
Geologist
care.
Josh has challenged you to a battle. Josh sent out a grenade.
He's got three grenades, but that's okay.
Go, Germarine.
We can take him down.
Select choose a move. Evil title. Germarine used tidal wave. Germarine has dealt 263
nice.
Damage to foe grenade. Foe grenade has been defeated.
That's cool.
Terrafalo is now able to use the spell Takedown.
Yeah, Takedown's a good spell. The only problem with Takedown is that you get some backlash from it. You get some damage from the backlash, but it's not a good deal. Okay.
Grinnet.
Here. Goodbye, Grinnet.
113 damage to foe Grinnet. Grinnet has been defeated. Sapple has increased to level 20.
You're going to want your Terrafalo, your Sapple, and your Germarine to be leveled up for the next stadium, by the way. It's one of the toughest fights, toughest stadiums in the game.
Josh sent out a grenade.
Excellent.
Germarine used tidal wave. Germarine has dealt 105 damage to the grenade. Grenade has been defeated. Geologist Josh.
Okay.
Grenade is both a stone.
Josh, yeah, goodbye. Stop talking to me, Josh. Okay, go around him. Keep along this north wall, because we're looking for an engagement ring that we're trying to find for this guy. Well, you're going to go along this wall, follow it as it turns north. You'll keep going up north, you'll go west, and you'll get right on an item, and you'll find
Jeff found an engagement
that it's the engagement Jeff's ring. Keep going, go down with this west wall. All the way down.
Encounter down's effects have expired. Items.
Encounter down. Here's a chest with some money in it.
Obtain 350 gold.
Go around the chest. Keep going down. Go east. Go go south and east. There's the ladder that gets out of here, but we're going to get a couple things before we do that. Because in the northeast corner here is a chest with a star element.
Exit game. Save.
Save.
Game saved. Select.
Now, there's also a stone guard.
Jeff found a stone guard. Jeff's...
That is hidden right above the ladder in a little alcove. Go west. The ladder is going to be right in front of us. Now, before you go up this ladder, you're going to have not a tough fight, but kind of a big fight once you exit the ladder. She will heal your manaman for you, though. So that's a good thing. So we're going to stop here and... We'll take on High Park Road and the next stadium on our next episode. So, see you guys later.